你们老继续
起来看，
就是 continue your study。
所以在第一个阶段，耶路撒冷时代，他们是以殿为中心。
So in the first period, during the time in Jerusalem, their main center is the temple.
到最后，他们怎么样？你看那个有点感觉，他们在哪里
？What happened to them at the end?
好，你有没有大声一点呢、啊、
？Solomon's porch。
嗯，在哪里？
Where is Solomon's porch?
你就去看看那个圣殿图哈。
Please look at if you have a diagram depicting the temple.
那你把圣经里面查查，在所罗门的廊下。
So please have a look up where is Solomon's porch or where was it?
我们再回来看第五章第十三节。
Let's look back to chapter 5 verse 13.
来念一下。
Verse 13, and of the rest, no one dared to be joined to them, but the people greatly magnified them.
你念这个，你有没有从正面来讲的话，就是他们什么神大同工了哈？那他们怎么样？好像把那个什么殿给占领了。
From positive angle, when you read this verse, you may say that oh, God is with them. You know, they have now occupied the temple.
你看他们同心合意的在所罗门的廊下。
And so they were all with one mind in Solomon's porch.
他们人多不多啊？
Do they have a lot of people?
多、哦。
Yes, a lot.
但是不可能说三千人全部来了哈。
But it's impossible for all 3,000 to come together at one time.
如果陆续来的话，不少人啊。
If they come gradually, then still a lot of people.
那其他人怎么样？
And what happened to the rest?
不敢贴近他们。
No one dared to join to them.
用对他们来讲的话，他们像独占了。
But for them, it might seem that you know they are now occupying the place.
对对，因为神迹。
Now because of miracles.
是不是行了神迹，又他们同心合意。
Because they are of one mind.
甚至把当时犹太人的就是崇拜中心给占了。
So they have even occupied the center of the Jewish faith.
百姓尊重他们。
And even the people they respect them.
那信的人怎么也多了？你看第十四节。
If you read verse 14, then you see that you know more and more comes to believe.
那第十六节
，verse 16，
病医治了
，sickness were cured，
鬼赶出去了
，demons were cast，
从耶路撒冷四围的城邑全都来得医治了
，and people coming from all together from cities around Jerusalem will come and they will be healed。
你看这个时候是耶路撒冷鼎盛的时候
，so this is the pinnacle of the period in Jerusalem。
那第六章
，chapter 6，
我们晓得，这是选出七个那个什么管理饭食的。
And chapter 6 we realized that they were now electing they choose seven persons in charge of the food.
一节到那个什么，第六节。
Verse 1 to verse 6.
在这里也是同样看到有两个那个什么因素在里面。
It talks about two factors here.
一个是人的选。
One is to be chosen by man.
一个是什么圣灵的。差遣。
The other one is to be sent by the Holy Spirit.
当然，他有一些基本的条件了哈。
Of course, they themselves have some basic requirements.
你看第三节。
Verse 3.
所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出。
So then, brothers, be looking for men among you.
这是你们英文是说 looking around， 对不对
？Looking for you.
是不是？
对。
你们看看嘞，大家互相看一看。
And so just look around you.
谁来看？
Who's going to look around?
那是人看啊。
Of course, it's men looking for others.
但是以什么人用什么观点来看？
But from which perspective?
以这三个属灵的条件来看。
Three spiritual requirements.
所以在教会呢是以属灵原则，但是也是你来看哦。
But we have a spiritual principle in the church, but it has to be carried out by men.
那看的条件就这个，我们就很熟悉的哈，圣灵充满这个创主，然后那好名声。
Then we are very familiar with these requirements, having good testimony, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom.
那第五节
verse 5. Chapter 6, verse 5. And the saying was pleasing before all the multitude, and they chose out Stephen, a man full of faith, and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, prostrate from Antioch.
第六节
verse 6. Each of whom they made stand before the apostles, and having prayed, they placed their hands on them.
好。这一定是这两个要素。
And so we have these two major factors.
属灵的要素。
Spiritual requirement factors.
人的选。
And also chosen by men.
然后呢，那个使徒的按手。
And then laid hand by the apostles.
这是差派,
and,
差遣,
and so they're being sent out.
所以整个使徒行传就是这两个啦, 一定是的,
and so we have these two things in the book of Apostles, in the book of Acts.
不是单方面的,
it's not just single sided.
所以我们一直在提, 不是说, 圣灵差遣我, 我天不怕地不怕, 我只怕耶稣,
so we cannot say, oh, I'm sent by the Holy Spirit, I'm not afraid of anything but Jesus.
这个就不对,
so that is not right.
这是偏差啊,
because that you have already deviated.
那你也不能说, 教会就是要有组织, 所以一定要严守组织, 对不对? 就组织卡死了, 这也不对。
Nor can you say that, oh, we must have a certain structure, a hierarchy in the church, and this is very definite, and we cannot break out of the mold.
这一定是两个,
because we have
属灵原则,
spiritual principle,
组织行政,
and we also have organization and administration.
一定要这样子,
both are required.
再一次的我们看到,
And we can see from this again.
好, 到第六章的第六节, 这里好像一个段落一样,
chapter 6 verse 6 is just like an end of a section.
我们是用什么来分呢? 用神的道。
And how are we dividing it? We are using the word of God.
六章七节,
because in chapter 6 verse 7,
神的道兴旺起来,
and the word of God was increasing.
那在哪里呢?
Where?
在耶路撒冷,
in Jerusalem.
所以这道一段,
and so this is an end of a period.
这一段完, 接下来就是什么? 斯提凡, 接下来就是斯提凡故事。
Then we're going to talk about the story of Stephen.
斯提凡就打死了。
Stephen martyred.
对不对? 所以到第七章, 斯提凡打死, 他做了美好见证就死掉了。
Then we can see the testimony of Stephen and he died.
那死完之后, 接下来就是什么? 犹大跟那个撒玛利亚的, 时代了。
After his death, then we move on to the period for the regions of Judea and Samaria.
好,那这个时候呢, 我们再看12章。
Now let's turn to chapter 12.
不是, 对不起, 第12章, 对, 24节。
Chapter 12, verse 24. Chapter 12, verse
24节。 这边是也是什么神的道兴旺,
and here again it says the word of God grew and increased.
这是从这个, 我们在讲 grew, 这是什么 grew, 成长,
so we're talking about the growth.
Church growth 就是这个字嘛, 是不是?
对,
但是这里是讲什么 神的道成长.
So in here it talks about the word of God grew.
那在你看 耶路撒冷时代, 神的道成长, 一定有两个, 人多, 然后呢, 品质好,
and in Jerusalem we talk about the growth, that there are two specifics, and that is a lot of people, that's the multitude, and also the quality of the people, the quality wise is good.
那第12章的24节一样, 神的道增长了,
chapter 12 verse 24, it says the word of God grew and increased,
然后呢, 越发广传,
and then it grew and then it increased.
所以这也是 两方面的, 道的成长, 福音的广传,
so we talk about the growth of the word of God and also the spreading of the gospel.
所以这好像, 道, 哦, 神的道兴旺, 这好像一个, 就是一个分界线, 不能说分界线, 就是一段的一个分界,
so when we see the word of God grew or increased, this becomes aligned where we can divide different sections.
第六章七节, 神的道成长,
chapter 6 verse 7, the word of God grew, increased.
以上是耶路撒冷时代,
that's prior to that would be the period in Jerusalem.
接下来就是神的道成长,
and then we can see the word of God grew.
在这之前是什么? 雅各杀死,
prior to that we can see the death of James.
彼得走了,
Peter went, departed.
神的道好像自己在长一样,
it seems that the word of God is growing by itself.
我们看19章20节,
let's look at chapter 19 verse 20. Acts chapter 19 verse 20, verse 20, so with might the word of God, the word of the Lord increased and was strong.
再一样, 主的道 大大的增长,
and here
it
says, the word of the Lord increased and was strong.
就是这样子,
and so this is the case.
如果你看19章, 这是保罗第三次, 我们一般所讲第三次的宣道了,
and so when we look at chapter 19, normally we will say this is the third missionary journey of Paul.
这个时候已经是结束了, 快结束了,
it's approaching the end already.
这又一个阶段。
This is another period.
因为接下来要走得更远。
Because now they are going to go even further.
这个我们给你一个思考，你想想，我们一般来都是说保罗第一次宣道，第二次宣道，第三次宣道。
Okay, something for you to think about. Normally we say that there's the first, second, and third missionary journey of Paul.
因为我们说宣，我们已经说第一次宣道，第二次宣道，第三次宣道，会加上什么？旅行，对不对？
Normally,
对不对
？When we say the missionary, we will say this is the missionary journey.
好，那你想要把 journey 跟宣道连起来，一定是说走来走，对不对
？When you,
journey 嘛，对不对？你不可能坐在这里再 journey 啊。
When you link the word journey with the work, then you always imagine that he's always moving around because you cannot just stay in one place and say you have journeyed.
好，那个 Daniel， 你可以问你了哈。你不用现在回答，如果能回答的话
you don't need to answer immediately.
这三次你感觉哪一次比较像 journey？
So for the three
还是三次都是 journey？
For the three times, which is more like a journey, all three can be classified as journeys.
Journey 是要走，是不是每次都是出去走回来，每次走回来？
So,
啊？好考。那其他人也想一想哈。
Yeah, everyone else can think about this as well.
因为我们所想的都是 journey 嘛。
Because we always talk about going on a trip, a journey.
是不是？但是第三次在这里是一个决定性的，省得到大大兴旺。
And so during the third missionary journey, so in here it talks about the word of the Lord increased.
所以在使徒行传里面我们看到了道自己成长啊。
So in the book of Acts, we can see the word can grow.
道是有生命力的。
That it has a life, it has vitality.
所以你看，有三次讲到神的道兴旺。
So for three times it talks about how the word grew or increased.
这好像三个标杆哦，定下去。
Just like putting down three signposts.
如果你只是看这样的话，你就说人不用做什么，神的道自己成长，要有信心，对不对
？If you just look at that and say, "Oh, we only need faith because the word of God can just increase by itself."
不要人为作为。
We don't need other people to get involved.
你看神的道成长。
Because the word of God can increase.
你不敢说阿门吗？
I dare you to say amen.
你不说也不行啊，因为圣经这样记啊。
Because this is what is recorded in the Bible.
决定性的时刻。
These are the decisive moments in the book of Acts.
这样道理要讲，不是讲偏了，就是讲一半了。
But by saying that, we only have said half of it.
神的道成长。
The word increased.
不要忘记在当中那些工人怎么样，有的被打死，有的被石头丢。
Do not forget that.
有没有人供错？有啊。
Do not forget that in between, you know, someone died for the word. Someone were beaten, and a lot of people have been working very hard.
因为保罗他最后列一个什么受苦的那个名单啊，不受苦的那个表哈、
哦。So at the end,
几次被打，几次怎么？如果你只是看那个，也快晕倒啊。
So at the end, Paul lists out a list of the beatings or afflictions that he encountered, and if you just concentrate on that, you'd be defeated as well.
所以这在给我们一次的这个观念上的一个肯定。
So this is just to reinforce the correct concept.
神的道自己成长。
The word will increase.
神给你的能力，圣灵降下的能力。
The power that God given you through the Holy Spirit.
这是，但是人要去做见证。
But man also need to go and bear witness.
如果你看一边的话，那个我们信仰有时候会讲，不是讲歪了，就是。讲偏一边了、啊、讲这边有一偏，这边讲这边也偏一边，一定两个要同时，但是以神的感动为主，但是人一定要配合，人配合之后神在感动，到最后是什么互相的，好像在走路一样，走路也要第一步嘛，你第一步应该是神的工作，接下来第二步就是你在神，我们是用这样，是神的工作跟圣灵带领跟人工作不是机械性的啦哈。只是、哦、用这样比喻了，你不要把它机械性化了，说神我神我 不是这样子了哈。
So there are two aspects to it. It's just like that we cannot just concentrate on one aspect of it and neglect the other, because otherwise we will be deviating or swaying to one side alone. I mean, it's just like our two legs. We need God's the work of the Spirit will always be taken the first step, but it is not mechanical in the sense that, you know, it is 1-2-1-2, but it is a continuous process.
好，所以神的道在成长。
And so we can see the word increase.
谁在讲道?
God give the word.
谁在讲道?
Who is now delivering the word?
道有没有自己在讲?
Is the word delivering it by itself?
没有啊。
No.
在历史上只有少数几次神直接讲话了, 其他都是什么? 神的话, 摩西, 摩西在讲。
Historically, only God only revealed His word directly in a few occasions. Otherwise, it will always be through an intermediary.
So, our Spirit行传就是圣灵降在你身上，你就去讲，你是witness，你是prophet.
So when the power of Spirit comes upon someone, then that person will become a prophet or a witness. So it becomes for a human being.
好，所以这是很重要的.
So that is very important.
所以这个道。 成长，但是人要去听，要去信，要查考。
So this word will increase, but for men, they have got to listen, they have got to study and put it into action.
要去行道。
We have got to do it.
甚至最后殉道。
And or even I martyred or died for it.
是不是？ 这都是人配合的。
And so this is complemented by men.
所以你看，道是从一个 从上头，像我们是说天上掉下来的东西哈，神的道、主的道、和平的那个平安的道，好像从上而来的。So
we say it's the word of God, the word of peace, etc. It comes from above.
然后它自己会成长。And
then it will grow by itself.
是落在你身上。But
it is falling upon you.
所以你有这个什么负担？And
so you have this burden.
然后人要听。And
then men have to listen.
要相信。And
they have to believe.
要去查考,
they have to study it.
要去行,
they have got to put it into action. And to take joy in the word.
要殉道,
and even be a martyr.
没有人有没有殉道是这个事情啊? 殉道啊, 为道而死, 没有人有没有殉道这个字啊?
If there is no person, then would we have the word martyr?
有没有?
没有。
No. 一个灵的书，就是一个我们所讲的，就是只有完全是属灵的道哈。
If it is just a spiritual word,
有没有耶稣？
Would it be Jesus? Jesus?
没有，已经道成肉身。
So the word became flesh.
忘记，这个已经是道成肉身。
So the word became flesh.
这是奥秘啊。
That is mystery.
那个是我们说是。 超越时间空间的神道，成为肉身，肉身是具体的，打了会痛的。
So it is a God who transcends time and space, became flesh. It is a flesh that can feel pain, for example.
这才是一个完整的道的信息。
And so this is the perfect message.
好，那接下来就是你已经得到这个信息，对不对？
Now that we have received this message,
你有没有感觉肩头重重的？
Do you feel a burden on your shoulder?
有，对不对？ 好，现在你来讲道。
And now it's for your turn to speak the word.
是不是？这很具体的，所以昨天给你们的功课就现在用到。
So this is more practical. So the assignment given to you yesterday is now time to make good use of it.
你出去了，你有道的负担了。
When you go out, when you have the burden of the word,
你对不同的人有不同的讲道的方式。
To different audience, you preach in different ways.
So, 我们探讨第二大点是什么?
So what's the second topic that we're going to study?
宣道中的讲道.
That during evangelism, the word preached during evangelism.
So, 我们分析起那个使徒行传对不同人讲道内容不一样.
So, when we analyze the book of Acts, we can see that for different types of audience, there are different ways of preaching.
所谓的进入也不一样, approach 的那个, 不一样.
Then the approach will be different as well.
就是，哦，你们有分析过吗？
I hope you have done your analysis.
好，跟犹太人他的 approach 的那个 point 是在哪里？
So for the Jews, what is the point of entry?
OK， 谢谢哈，对不起啊，因为你就把这些弄完做结束就好。如果一个一个再让你讲的话，我看到明天了。我们只是做一个 summary 而已了哈。
So we're just talking about a summary.
好，所以昨天跟你讲的就是二章、三章、四章、五章、十章、十二章这些，你都要看看完之后把它做一个整理。
So for example, yesterday I asked you to read 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, and 13, and after you read it, you can do an analysis and summary of it.
你会看出他们就讲到，绝对是我们就是把它整理出来是有一个共同的一个特征，就是我们分析出来的这个，对不对
？And then after you read and analyze it, you see that there are some common factors, and that is what we have put down here.
对外邦讲道也是一样。
And likewise, when preaching to the Gentiles,
十章、十四章、十七章。
For example, in 10, 14, and 17.
也是一个这个很，我们不是说固定了，就是共同的这样的一个 pattern。
So we have got a common pattern. It's not. We are not saying it's fixed, but there is some common points.
我们耶稣教会写信一定有一个，不晓得什么时候开始有一个固定的 pattern。
For example, when we write, we have a pattern, a proform.
你说没有吗？开始先奉耶稣什么平安，是以马内利。
For example, you start with in the name of Lord Jesus, I write to someone, and then etc. And then at the end, you say Emmanuel.
谁教你的？
Who taught you to write in such a way?
这久了就变成这样一个 pattern 了，就是。
Because when time passed, it becomes a standard way or pattern of doing things.
奇怪啊，这做见证一样哦。
Likewise, when you are bearing witness.
我们附带讲一下哈，那个。你去查那个见证，我查过了哈，这几年没有了。我把那个台总出的见证集，从第一册包到第五册、第六册，我每个见证都把它看过，做一个整理。
We have this compilation of testimonies published in Taiwan, and I have sort of read through volume 1 to 6.
我挑的都是信主的经过的这见证啊。
And I've chosen those testimonies regarding how someone comeTo believe in Christ.
最后一定说，感谢神某年某月某日受洗归入基督，成为主名下，或是亡羊回来。
All these testimonies at the end, it always says, "Oh, thank God, on such and such a date, I was baptized into the household of God, or I've from lordship, I become saved, etc."
我们假设了，这不可能发生事情。如果有一天这个真耶稣教会人全死光了，就没有了。这个会名，这个是这个没有人在这个真耶稣教会这个名下了，就没有了哈。
Okay, hypothetically, of course, this is impossible. But hypothetically, if one day everyone in the True Jesus Church died and no one is now belonging to True Jesus Church,
那后来人又来看真耶稣教会
，and then someone else comes to the True Jesus Church,
他们绝对不会说真耶稣教会有西教的。
Then,
我们是说在Pacticism 里面看他们的见证了哈。就在见证，你看他的见证里面，没有说，没有一个人说，我某年某月某日接受洗礼啊，回来又接受洗教礼，我没有看到有一个。
All right, in all the testimonies, it never says that you know, I thank God on such and such a day, I'm baptized, and then I receive foot washing, etc.
但是，应该每个都有接受洗教礼的。
But I assume that everyone has already received foot washing.
啊？
什么叫做应该？
不是 suppose 啊，我是说已经死光了嘛，后来人。
Well, I'm doing this hypothetically. Suppose everyone is already dead.
但是
and we have a new,
在他见证里面没有一个流血，我给我一个奇怪，为什么这样子
？So in all the past testimonies, no one has mentioned that they have received foot washing. Because very strange.
我去查了，这个是因为针对洗脚礼的问题，就是了。
I studied all this because I was doing some research on foot washing.
使徒行传没有一处写有洗脚礼啊。
Because in the book of Acts, it never mentioned foot washing.
其实洗礼跟洗脚礼是两个典礼的一起。
But in actual fact, water baptism and foot washing are two sacraments combined.
但是是两个典礼，但是是一个典礼的，说是可以合在一起，这两面。所以说，洗礼跟洗脚礼一定连在一起的，并且是一定先洗礼再洗脚礼。
So it's two distinct sacraments, but it also can be seen as a sacrament with two sides to it, because you always associate one with the other. You always have water baptism to be followed by foot washing. When we have five basic beliefs,
你可以先, 守安息日, 再洗礼,
you can first keep the Sabbath and then you get baptized.
你可以先得圣灵,
you can first receive the Holy Spirit, then you get baptized.
你洗礼之后一定怎么样? 洗脚一定是跟在一起的。
But what happens if you are baptized, then inevitably, then foot washing will follow immediately.
持续也不能颠倒,
nor can we reverse the order of the two sacraments.
所以耶稣在设立洗脚礼的时候说, 凡洗过澡的人, 怎么样? 脚一洗, 就先生干净。
So that's why when Jesus established the foot washing sacrament, he mentioned that, you know, for those who have been bathed, they wash their feet and then they'll be cleansed.
是, 那个洗澡其实就是洗礼啊,
this bathing
refers,
this bathing is the same word that is used in water baptism.
浸礼,
and then followed by foot washing.
完全,
and then it becomes perfect. This two is one.
但是圣经都没记载,
but it's never mentioned in the Bible.
就好像如果真耶稣教会, 我是讲换过来, 以后的人只看说, 哎, 他们有这个理论啊, 但是没有实践, 对不对?
So,
所以实践是要看你的形状才有啊, 你的见证集里面都没有写啊。 我不晓得你如果有找到说有洗脚礼的, 那就很特殊了。
So, I mean,
我看过了, 最近几年没看了, 我以前看过的, 没有, 一个都没有, 还奇怪了。
I'm just saying that if someone comes in and when they look back on a history, then they will only see water baptism mentioned, but without mentioning foot washing, then they would be only assuming, then they can only assume that you have been preaching about foot washing, but you have never put that into practice.
因为使徒行传是一个见证集啦，见证集里面没有，但是那个什么道理里面有，就好像以后正式教会的情况，如果是这样的话，也会发生同样的情况。但是我是说这个是不可能的哈，因为我们相信这是末后的真教会啊。
So, just like in the book of Acts, it is a book of testimony. But I mean, it's just the same today in the true scriptures. Of course, it will never happen because we believe that we are already in the end times and we are the church of the latter days.
好，那那个使徒行传当中呢, 在宣道的当中,
so during evangelism in Acts,
宣道是积极的向外的。
So when we evangelized, you're proactive, you are going out.
神的道在成长,
and the word of God increased.
另外方面呢,
and on the other hand,
你看, 在使徒行传, 在宣道的另一个方向是什么?
What's the other direction in terms of evangelism?
所谓的, 中文翻译是说分数,
and in Chinese, it's more like a defense.
我们看一下哈, 那个, 这个字是圣经里面用的呢, 是那个分数,
This Chinese word is used in the Chinese Bible.
那个分数就是那个, 英文就是 apology 了, apology 了, 所以, 那或是有的翻成什么, defense.
So
that, 就是同一个字,
so that Chinese word is that comes from either the English defense or apology.
我们来看那个, 其实从使徒行传第四章开始就有了。
In actual fact, it starts in Acts chapter 4.
你看讲义哦, 因为我们列了这么多, 这都是那个什么, defense 的。
We have listed out all in the notes. There are quite a few.
其实是这两个方, 这是我们常常讲, 是一个铜板的两面。
So we're just saying that it's the two sides of the same coin.
就好像那个神的差遣跟人的差派, 这是一个铜板的两面。
So it's just like being sent out by God and being sent out by an organization. It's just like two sides of the same coin.
宣道跟卫道也是一个铜板的两面。
And so to evangelize and also to defense is also the two sides of the same coin.
好，那为什么要分数？
And why do we need to defend?
就是因为有控告。
Because they were being accused.
这是宣道完之后一定有个回流了。 你那个水流过去之后一定怎么样，有一个返回的力量的。
And so after you have done your evangelism, there will be some reaction. It's just like the tide, there will be out tide and in tide.
啊，这个就是所谓的，如果用比较一般人的话讲的话，这个字中文叫做，一般街上你看到他们翻成味道学、味道、味道，或是。
And so this is normally what we call apologetic.
嗯，或是中文有这个叫护教，就这个字 apology， 这是西洋叫 apologia 哈，这个字英文叫 apology 就是这个。
So this is the word being used.
那你、apology. 你自己看，然后那个使徒行传二十一章。二十三章、二十四章、二十五章、二十六章，这些这个字都出现在圣经里面。这圣经的话，这不是只是翻译不一样。你把它，你不喜欢味道学，你不喜欢这个，你说、啊、这个太学术，那你就讲分数。和合本是翻成分数了哈。
So in chapter 20, two, three, chapter 20,
就是 apology, 24, 是 apology 了哈。
Then this word all appeared.
嗯。那是当然，如果再讲的话，讲那个教会历史里面的一段，我们不讲，我们只讲圣经。
So、
这个字
，it can also be part of church history, but we're not talking about what happened in the Bible.
所以在圣经里面，这是很重要的一个，也是要我们要准备的。
And so this is also something that we have to prepare.
这分两方面来说。第一个。
We can divide it in two aspects. First of all,
要准备。
We have to prepare ourselves.
第二个。
Secondly,
不要准备。
Do not make any preparations.
到底要准备还是不要准备？
So in fact, should we prepare or should we not?
你要去 apology, 你是要准备呢 ？Prepare 还是不要 prepare？
So do you need to prepare to defend yourselves or not?
要啊，要准备啊。心理准备。耶稣说要不要准备？不要，你看这个一定是耶稣说不要。
Did Jesus say you need not?
好，耶稣在哪里说不要
？Where did Jesus say that?
耶稣讲过啊。
Jesus has said that.
When he's talking to the disciple
when he's been taken to court, they have to prepare themselves because he will actually give them the right to defend himself. 来，我们先来看那个什么。马太福音十章十九节。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 10 verse 19. Matthew chapter 10 verse 19. But when they deliver you up, do not be anxious how or what you should say, for it is given to you in that hour what you should say.
嗯，好，要不要准备
？So do we need to prepare?
要不要
？Should we?
要不要
？Should we?
那个你说不要嘛，对不对？那你说要不要？比例化的，不是你回答问题，要不要准备
？Answer the question. Do we need to prepare?
啊，你说不要。
Okay, so you say you don't need to prepare.
因为你念这个说不要哈。
Because when you read that, you say we don't need to prepare.
你呢？你说要。那你们两个是同教会的吗？圣灵感动你还是感动他
？So are you of the same church? Is the Holy Spirit inspiring you or her?
啊，那你说不要，对不对
？You say no.
Can I change my mind?
可以啊，这可以劝止的。要啊，那你跟一个人呢、啊？糟糕，有没有什么附和的
？No one support you、
不是，这不是有关系没关系？你要 support 他吗？谁要 support 他？说不要的。
Who's going to support?
照他所念的圣经，不要的。好，你自己想哈。
So, 那我们那个 all mind up。
那个我们再来看那个。那个什么，彼得，我们看彼得前书。
Let's look at book First Peter。
彼得前书第三章。
Chapter three。
第十五节。
Verse 15。
三章十五节。
Chapter three, verse 15。
好，你也来念哈。这是 apology, defense, 这同样的字啊。如果你看那个是 defense, 就是 apology。
So it's the same word, defense or apology, it's the same word.
这里要不要准备?
So do you need to make preparation for it?
你念完之后要不要准备? And yes. 要不要? 刚刚不要, 现在又要, 到底?
Just your heart.
Just your heart. 不是 hard 而已哦。 你的心要尊主为圣。
You have to...
这是你的基础。 以神为圣, 但是你要准备啊, 准备人家问你啊。
So in here it says
对不对?
That you have to sanctify the Lord in your heart, but you have also got to be ready.
对不对? So 要不要准备?
So yeah. Do you have to be ready?
那你现在要不要准备? General speaking, 你把两个装回家, 要不要准备?
Overall.
Yeah, yeah. Overall.
Yes. 那耶稣讲的话, 你刚刚又, 说不要, 现在要, 到底要听耶稣还是要听? Peter.
So are you going to listen to Jesus or are you going to listen to Peter?
同样的问题,
same question.
你去非洲,你要奉耶稣的名义,
you're going to if you go to Africa, you're going to baptize in the name of Jesus.
我们遇到了几百遍,刚开始一定是,他会问你啊,你信耶稣还是信彼得?
Then they will say, do you believe in Jesus or do you believe in Peter?
你一定说信耶稣。
Of course you say you believe in Jesus.
耶稣说要奉父子圣灵洗礼。
Jesus said you have to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
是不是说阿们?
Do you say amen to that?
你们怎么可以弄? 耶稣说你们往普天下去传福音, 奉父子的, 父子圣灵名洗礼, 这耶稣讲的啊,
this is what Jesus said.
对不对?
Yeah.
不要再解释啊。
No explanation required.
是不是这样子?
Did Jesus say that?
耶稣这样说, 对啊,
Jesus say that.
你信耶稣吗?
Do you believe in Jesus?
他就问你呢?
Then they will ask you.
那所以信耶稣就要照耶稣的话,
so if you believe in Jesus, you do as Jesus told you to.
结束了。
So that's the end of the discussion.
你不要再看彼得了。
So you don't need to refer back to Peter.
使徒行传第二章, 你会说, 使徒行传第二章, 你看。
You might refer to Acts chapter 2 and say, this is that.
You have to look at Jesus and then do what the disciples.
但是, 所以你要, 要 ready, 要 prepare,
so you have to be prepared, know how to defend or how to answer.
你怎么回答?
How are you going to answer that?
耶稣, 你信耶稣, 你就要照耶稣的, 奉父子圣灵洗礼。
If you believe in Jesus, you baptize as Jesus instructed you.
所以你奉耶稣的名洗礼是 不合耶稣教训的。
So if you baptize in the name of Jesus, then it is not in accordance with the teaching of Jesus.
The disciples understood that it was in the name of Jesus.
好。 那为什么,那在他们会一定会问你, 那为什么耶稣要讲这个呢?
Then they will continue to say it, you know, why did Jesus instruct in a certain way?
为什么耶稣要讲这样子, 让我们 confused?
Why would Jesus say that and confuse a lot of things?
我们会做很 simple, 耶稣讲什么就 follow, 你们白人想了一大堆。
So for Africans, they would say, you know, we are very simple minded, whatever Jesus said, we will just do as we are told.
Huh? 但是我非洲人我confused,我听耶稣就好啊。
For the Africans, they may say, I just want to listen to Jesus and not the disciples.
是啊, 所以你不能 convince me啊。
So you're not convincing
me at all.
How can you convince
me? I just follow Jesus, and you follow Peter. Okay?
Okay.
好, 这样你说不要准备, 圣灵怎么感动你来回答? 你说, 圣灵会感动我, 到时候, 就会回答, 好, 那你现在,
so you say the Holy Spirit will move
你现在,
you to answer.
你现在默祷,
so,
看圣灵感动你,
so now you can see how the Holy Spirit move you into an appropriate answer.
感动了没有?
Have you received any inspiration?
有没有? M 下去就是 N 啊, M N O P Q 不是吗? 你说 M 这是 好,我们来看马太福音。
Let's look at the book of Matthew.
第19章。
Matthew chapter 19.
这边是不是叫我们说不要准备?
And here, does it say that we need not prepare?
你再念一遍。
Sorry, Matthew chapter 10 verse 19.
10章19节,
Matthew 10, 19.
你们被叫的时候, 不要怎么样? 不要思虑。 不要worry, 你还没, 不要怕,
so do not be anxious. Do not fear.
不是说你事先不要准备,
it doesn't mean that you need not prepare.
是不是? 你能够准备多少就准备多少。
you just prepared as much as you can. Do not be anxious.
你可能当时会得到神的特别启示，那是另外一个问题啊。你平常不要说，我就什么都不管，神到时候会准备。对啦。
If God inspire you, that's another matter. But I mean, you cannot just say that. God will surely inspire me at that particular moment.
不要忧虑。
Now it says here, do not be anxious.
就像那个主耶稣说，不要忧虑吃什么穿什么。
Just as Jesus said, do not worry about what we eat, what we wear.
哦，如果你把它讲得很属灵，他说，哦，这不用准备，看不用准备，等一下怎么样？你就禁食七天，来这里一什么东西都没得吃。
If you take it literally, then for the next 7 days you have to fast,
对不对
？No food.
如果这个教会不替你准备，你有得吃吗
？Because if the church does not prepare for you, you have no meals.
不要忧虑。
So Jesus said, "Do not worry."
不是说不要准备。
He says, "Do not." It's not. Do not prepare.
好不好？所以要准备。
So we have to prepare.
所以我说，我们为什么这样子？我们常常那个属灵原则哈。把一些就是基础的东西都往上提了，你没有看那个很基础的东西，这是两个的。我们又回到我们的最基础的使徒行传，是得能力做见证，神的工作，人的配合，这一定的了。这我们常常忘记一边，有时候属灵的原则提得太高了，你就掉在空中，所以有些信徒被你掉到就是我是。
So sometimes of spiritual principles, You cannot just elevate it, because otherwise you just you confuse a lot of people.
这个问题也是马大跟玛利亚的故事啊。
And this same may also apply to the story of Martha and Mary.
到底要马大玛利亚？
So should you be Mary or Martha?
Me. Well, I want to be Mary, but you have to be Martha.
不能这样，两个都要。他那故事不。
The
同时 in the same time,
you need both at the same time,
对不对？到最后你被讲到，我到一个地方去哦，很有趣哦。
So I've been to a place. It's very interesting.
一个信徒，
so、
一个姊妹叫什
么 ？That was a sister.
他就跟我讲说，传道啊。
She said to me, preacher.
好不容易有灵恩会哈。
It's very rare that we have the spiritual convocation.
那你跟负责人讲，不要排我煮饭。
So please tell the church board members, don't arrange for me to prepare meals.
我要得那最好的福分。
I want the best portion.
他说当玛丽。
I want to be Mary.
她高跟鞋穿那么高。
She was wearing high heels.
穿的那个裙子，咔咔咔咔这样，短那个短裙就是。
She was wearing a short skirt and high heels.
不能走大步啊！她有高跟鞋，咔咔咔咔咔，这很那个很急促。那指甲那个染得红红的，头发喷喷的。
Permed hair, nails painted.
然后他就跟我讲这样，那他也是跟负责人讲完。
She also has said that to the church board.
一聚会。
Okay, during service.
玛利亚老师睡觉。
Mary kept on dozing off.
然后一接完。
After service.
那是爱餐嘛。
During the meal time.
已经摆很多。
And the meals are all laid out.
他一定是咕咕咕咕咕跑第一。
She will always be the first one to the front of the queue.
因为玛利亚跑第一，那选择性比较大嘛。
Because if you are at the top of the queue, you have more choice for food.
他说啊，感谢神，这是当玛利亚。
And so she says, "Oh, thank God, this time I can be like Mary."
我说这是睡觉的玛利亚。
So that I'm saying that this is a sleeping Mary.
这好吗
？Is that good?
我们看生命记。
Let's look at the book of Deuteronomy.
玛利亚不要忘记。
Now, must not forget about Mary.
我们来看第33章。
Read 33, chapter 33, Deuteronomy.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Deuteronomy 33, verse 3. Yes, he loves the people. All his holy ones are in your hand, and they sit down at your feet. He lifts up each at your words.
不要忘记要坐在耶稣的脚前。
Never forget that we have to sit at the feet of Jesus.
领受他的言语。
To accept, to receive his word.
任何时候都可以听耶稣的话。
Anytime you can listen to his word.
你一定要坐在耶稣脚前。
You have to sit at his feet.
玛利亚坐耶稣脚前。
Mary sit at the feet of Jesus.
他才会把香膏抹在耶稣的脚上。
Then she anoint the ointment on Jesus' feet.
合在一起的。
Those are together.
不只是老是坐耶稣的脚前打瞌睡啊。
It's not just sitting at Jesus' feet and keep dozing off.
他整个香膏都献上。
She also offered her ointment.
这合在一起的。玛利亚也是服侍的。
Mary also served.
马大也是服侍的。
Martha also served.
马大为什么被骂？不是服侍被骂。
She was not rebuked because of her servitude.
因为服侍里面她忙乱。
Because she was confused. She became too busy in her servitude.
听到打瞌睡，我不是说听到打瞌睡错了。如果你实在很累哈，有时候说平常心讲，我如果看到信徒打瞌睡，我很难过。我难过不是难过他，我难过替他很难过，很同情了，因为他有时候去工作，工作完那么累，又要来听到。那你有时候你讲到讲的太。他已经听过了，然后你又讲得很难过，他只好睡觉。
Sometimes I do have sympathy for those who doze off during sermons because you know they work very hard and then they take out their time to come to service and then maybe you're not preaching or what you've preached they've heard it all before. So you know sometimes I do have sympathy for them.
所以只好怎么样，请有人祷告，同心祷告。
So let's pray.Prepare yourselves beforehand, and then you won't know how to answer back.
譬如说，这次我们讲那些教义哈。
For example, we talk about the basic doctrines this time.
你们会讲的比较深一点，对不对？
It will be not. I mean, at the level we still at the higher. It's no longer the elementary stuff.
所以有人看到说，哦，这个慕道班的课。
Someone says, "Oh, this is like a class for the truth seekers."
其实慕道班跟传道班都一样的。那些东西都一样，只是那个什么进程不一样而已。
In actual fact, whether the training is for preachers or for truth seekers, it is the same stuff, but it's just at different levels.
这就是那个使徒行传告诉我们要 defense 分数。
And so, just as in Acts, it tells us that we have to be able to defend.
刚刚那问题你还没答哈。
You have not yet answered the question.
洗礼这个要耶稣还是哈？
In terms of baptism.
啊，再来，你小时候就被洗礼，对不对？
You were baptized young.
耶稣说。
Jesus said.
信和受洗。
You have to believe and be baptized.
你信了没有
？Have you believed?
My parents. 哇，那你这个问题的话，那对我来讲，对我们非洲人就想不通了。你的爸爸妈妈信跟你有关系吗？
Your parents' faith, what has that got to do with you?
这是什么道理啊？
What kind of
我们非洲人是看圣经的，你们这个白人讲这种道理。
We in Africa, we read the Bible. I mean,
Yes, 耶稣是说信，不是你爸爸妈妈信，是你信而受洗。
Jesus said, you believe and you baptize.
圣经里
面的。It's not your parents' belief.
你们白人想太多，我们还是你这个真耶稣教会还是。
And so maybe the white people are thinking too much, and this true Jesus church is.
你爸爸妈妈信跟你有什么关系？
Your parents believe.
爸爸妈妈替你信吗？
What has that got to do with you? I mean, do they believe on your behalf?
Yes,
oh. Yes.
但是，所以如果你去当义工，那个你一传的话，人家不但不信，还说你们这真耶稣教会小心了、哦、这个。
So if you have volunteered and you go and preach the gospel and then people will say so beware of the
Jewish
church.
Because
for the Baptists, they do not baptize the infants.
我们不洗，我是讲是真的，这是事实的。我们不跟小孩子洗礼，都不会信的人，更不信的人洗礼啊。
So the Baptists, they do not baptize the infants.
那超出圣经说什么父母替他信？
So because it exceeds what the Bible says, you know, but parents or believing on their behalf.
Cornelius 怎么样？
Cornelius
怎么样？
Because
you believe that his whole family were baptized. Okay, 你这是也是那个什么一种什么？inspiration 而已，它里面没有说全家就有小孩啊。
Because in the Bible, I mean,
你自己想出来的。
It does not mention that you know Cornelius has
对不对
children
一定有小孩吗？
In the household.
我不知道啊。
Oh, yeah.
如果 你现在哈，你家都没有你，如果你家现在才信耶稣的话，你们家现在洗礼有没有小孩
？So if your family believed now
有没有
and got baptized, would your family have any children in it? Yeah, your family
有没有？没有啊。
No.
所以你不能说全家你就一直要把一个小孩子抓进来啊，没有啊。
So when you say a family, does not necessarily refer imply that you will have infants or children.
对对，那是旧约啊。
But that's in the Old Testament.
他这没有讲到洗礼啊。
This in the Old Testament never mentioned about baptism.
我们先回到耶稣。
Now let's go back to Jesus.
耶稣讲这样，信耶稣，我们会做的很单纯，我们是信耶稣，你。换来换去啊。
If Jesus said you believe, then we are very simplistic. I mean, we just take Jesus' word as it is.
什么 ？Help！ 你不是说不要准备吗？圣灵就感动你啊，去感动一下看看。
You say you don't need to prepare, and you rely on the inspiration from the Holy Spirit, and let's see how the Holy Spirit will guide you.
要不要准备
？Do you need to prepare?
你好，你现在就不会讲说不要，一定要准备。你不准备，
you must prepare.
你现在就感动不出来了。你看
，because the inspiration might not work at that time.
这 promise 是什么样的 promise？
What kind of promises are?
哦，对啊，等一下，这样就好了。Stop， 你说这 promise 是什么？圣灵的 promise， 对不对
？So this promise refers to the promise of the Holy Spirit. That's what you just said just now.
什么 come？ 然后呢 ？Repent 啊，他没有，你小时候有没有 repent？
And you didn't repent when you're young.
你越讲，你越离谱了。有没有 repent？
Did you repent when you're young？
没有，你看我这更糟糕。不信又不 repent 也洗礼啊
！If you don't believe, neither you believe nor you repent, how can you get baptized? It's a big problem.
你们两个越讲，我也不相信你们真是教会。
The more you talk, I mean, the more I'm not going to believe in the true Jesus Church.
啊？
Can you not just use a human?
That's another question, another problem.
我们会做，我们相信人的生命在神的手里。
Because in Africa, we believe that you know our life is in the hands of God.
是不是？这是事实啊。
This is in.
有一次，我问一个太太，我说。
One time, I asked a certain wife.
我刚去惠州的时候，我说你有几个小孩
？I said, how many children do you have?
她说她曾经有九个，现在剩下四个。
She said, I once had nine, but only four left.
我当然我是以希望的说、oh, ，sorry to hear that。
啊，说 ，I mean，
是不是要
讲这样 ？My natural reaction will obviously be I'm very sorry to hear that。
他很
，food is ready。OK
OK 我他说他跟我讲说没关系。
She said, "Oh, doesn't matter."
怎么会这样子
？How come she had such a reply？
习惯，你知道吗？
But she's used to it.
我刚去的时候，我看他们很多小孩说不要生那么多。
When I go, I see they have a very big family. I say, you don't need no. Why have so many children?
他们回答说，若死了怎么办？你是不是陪我？
They say, but if some of them died, I mean, who's going to be left behind?
他们跟我不一样，他们生很多，让他十几个。
So they
我是讲事实。
They give birth to a lot of children, and then.They know that some of them will die along the way.
我们这里的人不会想说，你生四个不，你从父母绝对不会说让他死两个生两个，没有这样的想法。
As parents,
对不对？
Now you know you will not say that. Oh, I will give birth to four children, and then two of them will die, and so two will be left.
但是他们就有。
But they have such ideas.
啊。所以我们非洲人不像你们怕死。
So in Africa, we're unlike you who are fearful of death.
交在神的手里。
Because we just put it in God's hand.
九个剩下四个，他们也是感谢。
If I have nine, four left, then I give thanks.
所以你的理论，你这个理论又不通了。
So your theory is no longer valid.
怕死。
Because you are afraid of death.
所以你们白人 不会信不悔改要怕死。
So for you missionaries, you don't believe, you don't repent, and now you are also fearful of death.
这个叫什么 apology?
So this is how you defend all your apology.
想一想啊。
So have a think about this.
问题哈。
Two questions.